Okay. This is Ed Brock, associate editor with American Tribune and County Magazine, and I'm talking to Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer about the situation with high-speed rail in Florida. As I know, earlier in March, Governor Rick Scott declined $2.4 billion in federal money for the high-speed rail project. So I think the first question I have for you, Mayor Dyer, is what is the status of the SunRail project? Is it dead now, or is some...
Okay, let's not confuse the projects. There are two separate projects. One was high-speed rail, which would have connected the Orlando International Airport to Ybor City in Tampa, with intermediate stops at International Drive, Disney, and Polk County. So that's high-speed rail, and the train would have traveled about 170 miles an hour. We have a separate commuter rail project that is a 61-mile, 17-stop, four-county system that is going through a full funding grant agreement process with the Federal Transit Authority, and that is still on track.
Okay. Obviously, the only thing affected is high-speed rail. Well, what did you think about the governor's decision then to decline the high-speed rail money?
Obviously, extremely disappointed. High-speed rail is something that Floridians have been looking toward for over 30 years. When Senator Graham was governor, they started the initial studies. We eventually had a high-speed rail commission that did a lot of work in terms of determining the most appropriate routes and actually acquiring right away and doing the engineering and environmental work on the first leg, which would have been that Tampa to Orlando leg. So we've been pretty far along on that, and we were very pleased to be awarded 95% of the funding that would have been necessary to construct that initial piece. And we were selected, I think, because we had that history of working on high-speed rail, and we were the most shovel-ready project in the country and could have actually been up and running with high-speed rail by 2015.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, at least for now, this money is gone. There are several other states trying to take Florida's money. Is there any hope or is there any activity going on now to try to renew high-speed rail at some point in the future?
Well, there is, and we're still assessing where we might go. After the governor made his initial statement that he wasn't going to proceed with high-speed rail, we looked at whether we could create an entity made up of the cities along the line, which would have been Tampa, Lakeland, Orlando, and then ultimately Miami, because there's a second phase that would be an Orlando to Miami line, and create an interlocal government entity that could have been the recipient of the federal funds. And we determined that we could do that we could be eligible to receive the federal funds, but the difficulty for us was that the state and the DOT own and control the right-of-way on which the high-speed rail would run. So unless you have the cooperation in some capacity from the governor, it's virtually impossible to do that unless you're going to go out and start over and purchase new right-of-way, and that would not be as cost-effective as using the right-of-way that we already have.
Yeah, I imagine that. So what's the future of high-speed rail? I guess not only in Florida, but also across the country. I think that other, and if we're doing a story about this, of course, for our upcoming edition, about other states have also been declining the money. Is this a bad time for the entire concept of high-speed rail, do you think?
Well, in terms of some of the other states, they didn't have as high a percentage towards their projects. The cost of our project was estimated at $2.6 billion, and the federal government was awarding us $2.4 billion, so that's a pretty good deal for the citizens of Florida. In addition, we were going to require the contractor, whoever the successful contractor was, to bear the risk on construction cost as well as operational cost. And subsequent to the governor's decision, it actually came out that the Florida DOT had a ridership study that they had not released that showed that high-speed rail between Orlando and Tampa would have been profitable in its first year of operation.
Well, how is this this loss of the money and of I guess of the high speed rail project for now at least? How is that affecting Orlando and Tampa and any other cities that were going to be along the line?
Well, certainly, we would have been the first in the country. We would have had been first with the technology. We would have been the proving ground. We would have been the place that people traveled in the United States to see high-speed rail. We think that a lot of the industry would have grown up around our high-speed rail because they'd probably want to manufacture where the first demonstration project was. So we're losing out a lot on the economic side in terms of some of the growth patterns that would have been affected for transit-oriented development, and then pure and simple, the jobs that would have been created, both short-term and long-term. Short-term during the construction of the high-speed rail itself, and then long-term with all the ancillary development that would have occurred related to high-speed rail.
Right. Now, I understand that you were just on a call with Secretary LaHood. I believe it was more about the President's energy package today, but did the subject of high-speed rail come up today?
It did not come up during that conversation. You're right, that was more directed at the President's speech this morning on energy policy, although I have to say that I've had literally dozens of conversations with Secretary LaHood over the last several months, and I can say unequivocally that USDOT did everything within their power to try to make this project happen. They made it very clear that if the project was started and it wasn't completed, that the state of Florida would not have to pay back any money. So it was a risk-free proposal for the state of Florida, and unfortunately didn't come to fruition. Even after the governor declined the money, the way that they made the money available on a competitive basis was set up in a fashion so that if we figured out a way around the right-of-way issue, our local government entity could have competed for those dollars available. You know, in other cases, they've simply taken the dollars and reallocated them to other projects.
And I think the last question I have is just that, of course, now several other states have stepped up to ask for Florida's money. I guess who do you think will get it, and who do you think most deserves, who most needs it, I suppose?
You know, it seems like the projects that are talked about most are the California project and then the Northeastern corridor. So I don't think I'm in a position to judge where they ought to allocate the money. I would always argue for allocating it in Florida, but our governor's not willing to accept it. So just good luck to whoever gets it.
All right, sir. Well, I appreciate you speaking with me today, and good luck.
Okay. Thanks so much.